The telescope that first observed the comet, now seen soaring and sizzling above Earth, was built at the Space Dynamics Laboratory in Logan back in 2009. It was made for NASA's mission called WISE, to survey deep space from low Earth orbit. Equipped with infrared cameras, the telescope snapped a picture every 11 seconds and recorded upwards of 10 billion objects, including the most luminous galaxy in the universe, over a million black holes, and the two coldest brown dwarfs ever found. The mission was successful, but WISE was getting too hot from taking all those photos, so NASA programmed it to hibernate. A couple of years later, NASA was able to wake it up for its new mission, called NEOWISE, to find near-Earth asteroids and comets.
I don't think any one of us here or at NASA ever expected that this little telescope would still be working 10 and a half years later and literally finding amazing objects like a comet. It's just blown my mind away.
Pedro Sevilla is the project manager for NEOWISE at Space Dynamics Lab. He says the NEOWISE comet is essentially made up of dust and ice, and was expected to break apart as it went around the sun. Instead, it stayed intact and just got brighter and brighter, capturing the world's attention and surprising the NASA NEOWISE team. If you want to see the comet, he says your best bet is at night after 10:30. If you're not in the countryside, you may need binoculars to view the comet, which measures about 3 miles across. It will be closest to Earth on July 22, when it's 64 million miles away from Earth. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Sherry Quinn.